Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time.
On Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
You've got to be crapping on my ball.
Cactus.
It's going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
At 12 o'clock midnight, fuck you!
Hi everyone, this is Roy, the retarded boy, and you're listening to The Snowplow Show. Today's show is sponsored by Kuraz. Thank you, Kuraz, for funding all of the crimes that I do. Thank you for making yourself an accessory to my crimes. Homeland Security will be in touch with you someday, probably. In today's show, I really don't know what I'm going to do. I don't have anything pre-recorded. I'm just going to go through requests, I guess, and we'll see what happens. If everything fails, maybe I'll just pull out the phone book again and start telling people they don't have phone calls. But no, I'm sure there's something in here that will work out. Today is March 31st, 2015. I want to be like those AM radio stations and announce the time and the date, I guess, every minute or two. Maybe give updates on the weather. The temperature today in the greater Roy, New Mexico area is 64 degrees, partly cloudy, with a high of 75 and a low of 45. There are currently no hurricanes happening in Roy, New Mexico, according to weather.yahoo.com. Maybe I should just call up people from the weather company and tell them there's no hurricanes today. Or tell them it's not raining. Tell them it's not going to snow. Anyway, though, today we're going to have a mix of clouds and sun. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. Winds south at 5 to 10 miles per hour, which, of course, as you all know, is 8 to 16 kilometers per hour. I really need to put in a request to Frankie, the weather guy, and ask him to do Roy, New Mexico for me. He probably wouldn't, though, because there's no exciting weather there. He's more into typhoons in the Philippines.
This is Frankie McDonald, my own TV station live in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Typhoon Maysak is headed towards Philippines on Sunday, April 5th, 2015. It's going to bring 50 plus millimeters rain. It's going to be winds are going to be very strong, gusting up to over 100 kilometers per hour in the Philippines. It's going to bring big waves crashing on the shores in Philippines. It's going to be big waves crashing on the beaches in Philippines. It's going
All right, it's over. He said beaches. I'm happy. He said beaches. All right, enough of the weather. Let's get started with the show. Here's a request from Christopher. He says, "Hey, Brad, I work in a strip club." So he's a jizz mopper. "And I often get tipped out by the girls. Sometimes when counting out my money at the end of the night, I'll see a phone number written on some of the money for one of the girls. So here's a phone number written on a $5 bill, and hopefully you can get some use out of it." And he sent me a picture of a $5 bill with a guy's phone number written on it. A guy named Brian. Let's see what it says. It says, "Brian has his phone number. Call me please when you leave." And he has crappy handwriting, and he thinks please has a Z in it.
Hello.
Hello, this is Brian.
Yes.
Hey, this is Scott. I'm Summer's boyfriend from the strip club.
Who?
You know Summer from the strip club? This is her boyfriend.
Summer from the strip club? Man, I ain't been to a strip club in a long fucking time.
I know, but when you were here, you put your phone number on some money and gave it to her, and I don't appreciate you flirting with my girlfriend.
Dude, that was like friggin' 6 or 7 months ago. It ain't...
That
I
doesn't
was
make
drunk.
It.
It ain't no disrespect.
That doesn't
I
make it right.
Guys, right.
That doesn't make it right. You shouldn't
okay,
be.
Okay, well, I'm telling you, I'm sorry, and I didn't mean no disrespect.
Well, you shouldn't be flirting with other guys' girlfriends.
Say, dude, I didn't know she had a girlfriend, so I'm apologizing to you.
Well, what did you think? She was wearing a ring up on stage. You fucking idiot.
Dude, I'm trying to be a man and apologize to you. You're not going to sit here and disrespect me. I told you I'm sorry, and I meant no disrespect.
Okay.
All right?
Well, maybe you should just...
We don't have to be childish.
Maybe you should just shouldn't flirt with other men's girlfriends in the first place.
You know what? Fuck you, dude.
Hey, fuck you. 6 or 7 months ago. This is a request from... Wait, how long ago was this? March 16th. Like 2 weeks ago. How is this from 6 or 7 months ago? I blame Christopher that submitted this. Hey, Brian, you need to stay away from the club and stay away from Summer.
Okay, check it out, dude. I told you I'm sorry. It was months and months ago,
And, that doesn't make it right.
I'm not trying to be childish. I'm going to block your phone number.
Good.
And I don't appreciate you harassing me.
Well, okay? I don't appreciate you flirting with my girlfriend.
You can accept that for what it is.
We have a very solid relationship, and you're trying to fuck it up.
You can accept it for what it is or not. I don't care.
All right.
I'm sorry.
You should be.
I will stay away from her and the club, okay?
Good.
No problem.
Good.
You ain't done nothing, okay? I didn't know. Don't think you're calling and you're fucking scaring somebody because you're not. I'm not a kid. I did not know, okay?
Well, how could
now,
you
do
not
ever
know?
Fucking call me again, motherfucker.
I mean, look how good looking she is. You think she wouldn't have a... Okay, she's gone. I guess I can't call him back because now my number's blocked. Let this be a lesson to all of you out there going to strip clubs and thinking those dancers are single. I mean, come on. Look how good looking they are. You think they're single? What's wrong with people? I have a list of numbers here from Liz, which I should have done way back in February, but I'm horrible at getting to pranks in a timely manner, so I'm doing them a month and a half late, but these are people who were angrily tweeting at 1-800-Flowers after their Valentine's Day flowers just weren't good enough for them. Liz says, apparently 1-800-Flowers is getting flooded with angry Twitters after fucking up Valentine's Day. I love complainer calls, so I try to grab some of their phone numbers in hopes that you'll be motivated to try some of these. And she didn't test any of the numbers, so she just wants me to try them out and hope for the best. So I'm sorry, Liz, that it's taken me forever to get to these. I bet you these people aren't even going to remember ordering flowers, but we'll give it a try. So here's the first one. It's from a lady named Sue. She's tweeting at 1-800-Flowers, "These are the flowers that my aunt received. I thought I bought flowers, but there were hardly any." And it's true. I mean, the thing doesn't have very many flowers blooming on it. But I can kind of see flowers on the other side of the image. So it kind of looks like she's taking a picture of the backside. I mean, I know there's not a backside, but you know, she took a picture of the side that doesn't have as many flowers on it, just so her tweet could seem more dramatic.
Hello?
Hello, Sue?
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy from 1-800-Flowers. You had some flowers you ordered from us over Valentine's Day.
Over Valentine's Day?
Yeah, you know, the holiday where people order flowers.
No, I did not order any.
Okay, smartass. Whatever.
Who is this?
This is Roy from 1-800-Flowers. You ordered some flowers from us, but if you want to pretend you didn't, whatever. It's okay.
I ordered it Christmas.
Oh, was it Christmas?
Yeah,
it says Valentine. It says Valentine's Day on here. Don't call me a jackass,
why
motherfucker.
Why would you talk to a customer like that?
Well, you're the kind of customer that would call me a jackass. So whatever. Can't believe she called me a jackass.
I reached you, Anne.
And she doesn't want to answer. Okay, well, I'll delete this one then. These are from Valentine's Day, though. I mean, Liz sent these to me on February 16th. Maybe she just happened to get the wrong Sue when she looked up her number. Or maybe Sue's husband ordered flowers for another girl using Sue's name. I bet you that's what happened. That seems more likely to me. So I guess she's not going to pick up with my toll-free number caller ID. So I'm going to trick Sue. I'm going to call her from a local number, from her same area code. I'm going to trick her a good one. Hey, you douche.
Hello?
You douche canoe. How dare you call me a jackass? All right, I'll give up on that one, I guess. I tricked her, though. She picked up. She's picked up and didn't say anything at first, but she picked up. Here's one from Alan. It looks like it's been resolved. He says, "Hello, I called and emailed on Saturday about issues with my order not being completed, and I still have not received a response." And 1-800-Flowers replied back to him and says, "We appreciate your patience and understanding. Thank you for letting us make this right for you. Have a great day. From Janet." And Alan thanks Janet for her assistance and tells her to have a great night. Jeez, get a room, you two. Let's see if I can ruin his happiness, though.
Hello?
Hi, is Alan there?
Who is this?
This is Roy from 1-800-Flowers.
Oh, he's not here.
Oh, okay.
May I take a message?
I don't know. I wanted to let him know that we're going to charge his card again for those flowers. We're going to charge him twice.
Okay. I'm going to tell him.
Okay. No, wait. Tell him we're going to charge him three times.
Why?
I don't know. Just because he's being a jerk.
That's That's not nice for your business.
Well, it's not nice of him to be a jerk.
Did you deliver whatever he ordered?
Yeah, we sent him flowers about a month and a half ago.
And did you send the candy?
We don't have to send the candy.
But he ordered the candy, I think.
Well, I don't want to send him the candy. We're out of candy, so we're going to charge him for the candy, but then we're not going to send it.
That's not nice.
I know. We're not nice people.
That's no professional.
Yeah, well, I'm not a professional person. I just work in a call center.
And that's very, very bad for your business.
We're going to write rude things about him on Twitter.
That's nice.
Is it nice?
That's nice. Very nice of you.
I thought you said it wasn't nice.
That's very nice. You are a very, very unprofessional person.
I agree.
And also, have a nice day.
Wait, do you have Alan's phone number?
And enjoy in your job.
No, listen, shut up.
I have to go.
Hey, shut up. Do you have Alan's phone number? His cell?
That's very unprofessional. You cannot tell me to shut up. Even you
who
I am.
Are you Alan's wife?
That's very, very rude of you. Now, have a nice day and bye.
Wait.
And please don't call my house more.
Why not?
Bye.
Wait, I have questions. Okay, it suddenly occurred to me, and as soon as that lady answered, I don't know what to say to any of these people. I need to get in the chat room and steal their ideas. Here's a tweet from someone named Kelly. She says, 1-800-Flowers, still waiting on a follow-up for my refund. Let's call her up and see if she got that refund.
Hello?
Hello, Kelly.
Hi, yes.
Hey, this is Roy from 1-800-Flowers. I'm just calling to make sure you got your refund okay and everything last month.
Oh, no, I never got the second refund.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm just calling to let you know that you never will.
Okay.
It's never going to happen, so you should just give up and leave us alone and stop slandering our company on Twitter.
Okay, well, it was your customer service issue. I was actually very nice.
Yeah, well, no, I can tell by your tone right there. You're being a bitch. You're being a bitch then, and you're being a bitch now. So you can just forget the refund.
Okay, well, you have a good day, Roy.
Oh, no, you have a good day. I'm not going to have a good day. You have a good day. Motherfucker.
Wow, okay.
I think I crossed the line there. Calling her a bitch is okay, but if I say the motherfucker word, she's not having any of that.
Hi.
I should sue you for hanging up on me like that.
Okay, you have a good day.
Yeah.
I can't tell if you're pranking me.
No, this is not a prank.
This is absolutely ridiculous.
Why would you think this is a prank?
Okay, bye.
You're the one starting shit with us. Is that even worth keeping? I don't know. I'll probably edit that out of the podcast. If I don't, I apologize, because I'm pretty sure that wasn't even remotely funny. I guess that's it for these, though. I've been trying these for days, and I can't get an answer from a few of them. And one of the calls I just had to delete, because it was painfully unfunny. It was all my fault. But thank you, Liz, for the big list, which I only got through to several of them. And I think they all knew I was just kidding around, except for that one lady that just kept telling me I was very unprofessional. We'll have to try this again, though, next Valentine's Day. So I'm sitting here after listening to that and kind of wishing those complainer calls had gone better and kind of wondering what I should do next. And I get a message on Skype from Palindrome, who asks if I can call this lady he just talked to. He was messing with a Twitter complainer. She was complaining about her washing machine, and he called her up, pretending to be from LG, the washing machine company, and pissed her off. And there was the beginning of a call, which I guess he didn't get recorded, but then there was a second call, because I guess they got disconnected or something. So I'm going to play the second call for you, and then I'll play my calls. But this first one is Palindrome. He's the one that did Comcast a while back, and it made the papers, if you remember that whole thing. But here's Palindrome's call. Get ready to listen to this lady just complain a whole bunch. But if you wait to the very end, he gets her pretty good.
So go ahead. I didn't hear your complaining about the issue. I heard you is making a sound. What sound was it making?
I'm really disappointed with the service technician who basically knew nothing, right? Mm. He took it off of the area that it had, said that the unit needed to be down on the floor and that the drainage had to be up higher, which, of course, that made it up higher, said that should work, and left, and that was it. Just no testing it, no nothing. But the problem is not really even just how rude he was when he came to my house. It's all the calls prior. He calls me and says he might not be there, he might be there. He says, you know, I think I've got the problem, I'm going to order the part, but, you know, I don't really know. Then he calls me one day when he's in my area, and he says, well, I'm coming over, but only if you pick up the phone in the next 5 minutes, and if not, you'll have to do it on my schedule. I mean, who talks like that? I understand it's a long drive. I've waited 2 weeks. I haven't bitched about it. I haven't complained. I've taken my
laundromat. You have complained.
Well, I just did today. You bet you I did, because I just called LG and I talked to this woman about it. And you know what? She basically told me there's really nothing we can do. We only have 3 authorized dealers in your area.
That's true.
And if they don't call you back, there's nothing we can do. Well, that's not good enough.
Ma'am, I actually have a $500 invoice for a repair fee that was given to me by that technician. And he said everything was all right with you to go and improve this order. So that $500 invoice I have in front of me, should I not go through with it?
He didn't do anything. He didn't repair anything. He didn't fix anything. He didn't replace any parts. He didn't look at anything.
He says this invoice has several parts listed on here for a total of $500.
Well, if you guys pay for that, you guys are stupid, because he didn't do any of that.
Well, ma'am, it's actually you paying for it.
Well, I'm not paying for it, because he didn't do anything.
All right, fair enough. We'll just have to send that to collections. But for the meantime, I should be able to solve your problem right now. You said he was being rude, right?
Yeah, he's rude. He comes in the home, and he's a bully. He's yelling at my mom. He's telling her all this stuff. She's calling me practically in tears. She's like, he just comes in. He's so rude, and he's rude to me on the phone. I'm like, you don't have to talk to me that way.
That's horrible.
It is horrible, and that's why I'm so angry. I just want my washer fixed. It's not even a year old.
Interesting. I'm going to put you on hold and talk with my manager, see what I can do.
Okay.
Okay, so I have this lady on hold right now. She's complaining. I think she wants another washer for free. I think she's being a bitch, to be honest with you. Should I just say it's not our problem anymore, or... Yeah, okay. Hello, ma'am?
I heard that entire conversation. You think I'm being a bitch? Just wait until I call my Visa company and reverse the charges. And it's on you, pal. I am not only tweeting what you just did, but I'm tweeting the fact that you called me a bitch to your superior because I'm mad because your company can't give me what I need. Your company can't fix it.
Ma'am,
I am totally, utterly, unbelievably finished with you. You will be surprised if I don't sue you. And let me tell you something, you little shit. I can fucking afford it.
So Rebecca has money, and she's not afraid to let everyone know about it. Before we get to my calls, let me read a few things from Rebecca's Twitter here. Rebecca is an author. She's a blogger. She loves to fish and dine 5-star. She's a world traveler and a super fan of Manhattan. She's seeking a literary agent and publisher, and she's loving life. And then there's all these tweets that happened before I called her. I'm going to read some of these tweets real quick. And I'm guessing these first tweets here, these are the tweets that made Palindrome notice her and decide to give her a call. But tweet number one, the earliest tweet, it says, LG customer service sucks. You better buy store warranty because if it breaks, you're out of luck. Stop LG bad product. Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. And immediately after that, LG, I'm shouting out mad as hell. Paid $800 for a washer 8 months ago. By the way, she's retarded for that. I bought a washer a couple years ago. Guess how much I paid for it? $80 from Craigslist. And it never broke, and it does all the same things that an $800 washer does. Or maybe I'm wrong about that, but it probably does all the things that you need a washer to do. What does an $800 washer do anyway? Does it tweet at you whenever the laundry's done? because a bell just isn't high-tech enough. I mean, think about what a washer is. It's just this big thing that fills up with water and shakes your clothes around. That's not worth $800. I will never, ever in my entire life pay $800 for a washing machine, or probably any appliance. I'm a cheapskate and I'm proud of it. Anyway, okay, back to her tweet. Bad customer service, bad product, gonna blast. That's her threat. She's getting ready to blast. And then it looks like an hour passed in between that tweet and the next tweet. So I guess this is after Palindrome talked to her, and here are the tweets from that. So, just talked to LG, and guess what? He called me a bitch. Listen to all prior calls. Tone in check. You bet I'm mad now. Alright, let me skip a few of these. Guy calls me a bitch for complaining about rude repairman who made mom cry. LG tweet guy says there's nothing we can do for you. Oh, here she's bragging about all of her followers. She has 1,500 plus people on Facebook, 1,500 plus people on Instagram, Tweet, MySpace, Pinterest, Google Plus, etc. Just learned of you calling me a bitch. Happy now? And strangely enough, even though she has thousands of followers on everything else, she only has 89 followers on Twitter. It's almost as if she's full of crap. Next tweet says, sent email to all my colleagues in news, magazines, developers, etc. Extensive list. Hope you're happy now. By the way, she's using the incorrect your without an apostrophe. So not only does she need a literary agent, she needs a proofreader. Not okay to call a customer a bitch. And it looks like I'm going to stop there because that's where it ended when I got into this. So here's my call to Rebecca.
This is Rebecca.
Oh, hello, Rebecca. This is Roy from LG. I was just looking at this work order here and I was trying to figure out if it was completed or not. It looked like it was incomplete.
No, the work order is not completed because your customer service agent told me that I was a bitch for complaining that he couldn't fix my 8-month-old washer.
Oh, they wouldn't say that. That's not allowed.
Yes, they did. It's recorded. Yes, it is. Oh. Yes, they did.
Oh, okay. Could I hear
that? He said it to his manager and told his manager to suggest that there's nothing that you guys can do for me.
Oh, well, that's...
So, yes.
Do you have the recording that I could hear?
That's an actual case. I don't have the recording. He told me that he recorded our conversation. He was from Twitter when I texted saying how bad your customer service was. And he called me back and said that what it was recorded. So it's recorded on your guys' end.
Oh.
I don't know if he can delete it or change it, but God, I hope not, because it is all on there.
Okay. Yeah, well I'll have to listen to the recording because, I mean, I don't think I believe you. It doesn't seem like something...
I'm sure you don't believe me, but it's on your recording.
Okay.
Yes, he did. Just say that he doesn't believe me.
Well, I mean, you're sure you're not lying, though? Because it just seems like I can't imagine a customer service agent doing that. I mean, he's in a call center and there's people around him. They would all hear him saying things like that.
Well,
hello.
This is Rebecca's husband.
Oh, hello. This is Roy. I'm with
Hi.
LG Customer Service.
Okay. So let me ask you this, Roy. What are you going to do for me?
Well,
is somebody going to help me with my machine or not? It's 8 months old. It's under warranty. Everybody keeps telling us that there's no... Rebecca, turn that off.
Yeah, yeah. Tell that bitch. Tell that bitch to shut that shit down. I mean, we can't even... Men are talking here.
Say that again?
I said, yes, I was agreeing with you. I was just agreeing with you. Tell Rebecca to turn that shit off.
Okay. It's off.
I mean, okay.
But my point is that this machine is only 8 months old.
Uh-huh.
And it should be under warranty.
What's...
You guys keep telling us that there's nobody that can service it locally. The guy that does come out apparently submitted for $500 worth of parts and labor repair, and he didn't repair anything.
What's wrong with the machine? What's it doing?
It won't empty the water.
Oh, it sounds like the pump's broken. Why don't you just get a new pump? Oh, my God. Tell Rebecca to shut up. We're talking...
What did you just say?
I said, tell Rebecca to shut up. I was trying to say something, and she interrupted me.
Yeah, you never really freaking... You cannot. The conversation is over. You'll hear from my attorney.
What? An attorney? It's just a pump. You just need to buy a new pump. What the hell?
Hello?
Hello, we got disconnected somehow. I was just trying to tell you, you need to buy a new pump. Those aren't that expensive, really. I mean, you can get one of those for about $39. You could just fix it yourself if you're a real man and you know how to fix things. Do you know how to fix things?
Hang on just a second. Let me get this. I need to get this recorded.
Or are you useless too? Like Rebecca? Oh my God. Rebecca, shut up. Min talking
are you,
here.
Are you telling me that I'm useless?
No, I was saying your husband's useless because he can't fix a simple pump.
It's not a pump issue.
Wait a minute. This guy is just irritating you on purpose.
Why do you think... Okay, I mean, why is it not draining?
Nobody in his right mind would talk like that to a customer.
If it's not the
are
pump...
Are you fucking stupid?
Yeah, I'm stupid.
You got your head up your ass?
I'm the one that's stupid.
What's your fucking problem, man?
You're the one that can't fix a washing machine.
You know what? Dude, I don't pay for washing machines to fix them. That's what your little stupid ass is for.
No, I'm a customer service. I don't fix washing machines either.
You're a long way from that, baby. I don't know what you think you are.
I know how to fix a washing machine because I'm not useless.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I apparently you think this is cute, and I'm sure you'll get away with it for a while, but I have nothing else to say to you.
Okay. So I guess Rebecca's husband is just angry because he doesn't know how to do something incredibly simple, like replace a pump in a washing machine. I mean, really, even if you don't know how to do something like that, I'm betting there are videos and tutorials and everything else on the internet that tells you how to fix a pump. Oh, but it's not the pump. It's definitely not the pump because Rebecca says so. We're stupid. We don't know what we're talking about. We're just the washing machine repair company. That makes no sense at all that it would be the pump when the water's not pumping out of the machine. It couldn't be the pump. Okay, let me go back to her tweets. Where was I? Oh yeah, she was calling the entire news media on LG. Tweet number one that happened after that call. LG guy from 800-243-00, I put the LG's phone number as my caller ID, calls and says husband is useless. Well, Rebecca, guess what? Your husband can't fix simple household appliances. Calls me a liar. Oh my God, berates customers. ! She's really excited about this. And then 4 minutes later, LG called husband useless. She doesn't even link to LG correctly. She's doing hashtag LG. Sorry, anyway. LG called husband useless. Wife, bitch, notifying local media now! Okay, I'll stop with that. But yeah, she's notifying the local media. They're gonna be all over this. This is definitely newsworthy. Bad customer service. So then I changed my number to a different caller ID, one that's local to Rebecca and her useless husband. And Palindrome, he told me originally when he messaged me on Skype, he said that I needed to call and pretend to be with the Skippy and Dippy show. And I forgot about that. Instead, I pretended to be with LG. So I changed my caller ID and I made this call as the producer for the Skippy and Dippy show.
What?
Hi, this is Steve from the Skippy and Dippy show. Here on FM radio, I just wanted to apologize for the call I made. I'm not actually with LG. We were just doing kind of a radio prank on you. And I just needed to
That's not funny.
Oh, not to you, but just to our listeners it would be. I just need to get your permission so we can play it on the air in the morning.
No.
Why not? Oh, come on.
He's from a... Hold on.
Tell him what you just told me.
Who, me?
Of course, the number came from LG, but this guy's now saying that he's from a radio talk
yeah,
show.
Yeah, we're from 100.3 The Gerbil here in Denver, and I just needed your permission to air the calls that we made to you on tomorrow's morning show.
Of course not.
It's for the... Well, we'll give you $103.3.
Yeah, not going to happen. Not funny.
Oh, well, no, you'll think it's funny after a little bit of time passes.
You know what? We won't. Just out of curiosity, was it just a coincidence that you figured out we were having trouble with LG today?
Oh, no. We saw that on your Twitter.
Well, yeah. Why don't you go after LG instead of us?
Well, no, because that wouldn't
that would actually be productive.
Well, no, we don't care about productivity. We just want to be funny. And yeah. It was funny to hear you guys freak out. And we just...
One of these days, maybe you'll get it. You do not have our permission.
Well, Bye. We'll probably do it anyway. Immediately after that call, there was one last tweet from Rebecca. She says, come to find out, a radio station, and then she posts the number of the radio station, with the last four digits being 1003, of course, because we're 100.3, the Gerbil. Radio station thought it would be funny to call us and pretend to be LG. Berate us. OMG. And that's all. I think she probably doesn't want to tweet anymore after All this because she knows we're watching. But that's the end of Rebecca's LG saga. So thank you, Palindrome, for dropping this on me in the middle of recording a show, because that was a lot of fun, and for giving me permission to play your call. Everyone should visit Palindrome's YouTube, by the way. It's youtube.com/prankstupid, and you can hear the call he made to Comcast, which I think that's the same call. He pulled the same thing where he pretended to put the customer on hold, and then they talked a bunch of shit about the customer to another employee or manager or something while the customer listened and got really angry. And it looks like he's got a couple of Planet Fitness lung alarm calls on there too. Oh yeah, he's the one that got the Planet Fitness memo for us. He got the lady to read the corporate office memo that was about us, about PCN. So everyone go to youtube.com/prankstupid and subscribe to that. And tell Palindrome how awesome he is. Oh look, there's two new tweets from Rebecca. Tweet number one says, "Come to find out, this is the ass who called me a bitch." And she posts the phone number 661-748. Guess which number it is? It's the number that you see when someone calls you on Skype. So it's not really anyone's number. It's just the generic Skype number. She says, "It's not right." And then she posted it again, saying that he's a bottom feeder and that it's in the Palmdale, California area. I will keep an eye on her Twitter for the rest of this show. Maybe something else hilarious will pop up. But the rest of the show might not last much longer because I don't know what else to do. West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hello, darling Brad. It's Mistress Morgan.
Hey, Mistress Morgan.
So I was just listening to your show from the other day, and at the end you said I'm going to play a song that's been stuck in my head for a long time.
Oh, crap. And what it's going to get stuck in my head again now, thanks to this voicemail.
You know, it was the horrible song Pressure by Swollen Members. But what you probably didn't know is that I'm actually in that music video.
Holy
so
shit.
So you can look for me in it. I'm banging a piece of fake rebar on the top of a pot lid. So, yeah, and I have dreadlocks. So, just wanted to let you know that.
Wow.
Anyways, Brad, hope you're having a great day. Pet your kitties for me. Bye.
Of course I will. Wow, Mistress Morgan is famous. She's in a music video, everyone. I just watched it, and I saw her in the music video, and holy crap, that's Mistress Morgan. I'm going to post a link to the video on the show notes on phonelosers.org.
Hi, Roy. Can you do a prank call like Gloria's, except you get someone to throw like a drink?
That's a great idea.
At someone?
Of course.
I think that would be hilarious.
Sure, why not? I'll do it right now.
And I would pay money to see you doing a video of her doing DDR.
Wait, of what? Of her doing what?
And I would pay money to see you doing a video of her doing DDR.
Oh, DDR.
So, Cactus.
Next time I play DDR, I will video it for you. It'll be hilarious. I know exactly where there's a DDR arcade game, too.
Brad, I don't know if other people call you from international, like internationally, but it doesn't want to connect to you a lot of times.
Good.
Okay, the other thing I was going to say, I absolutely love your pranks.
Aww.
And the editing you do is really appreciated.
Thanks.
I wish one or two of your other friends did that, because some of their pranks are awesome, but really, I don't have the time to listen to 4.5 hours of ringing and messing about. So I just want to say thank you for doing that. We love you, man. Peace.
Thanks for telling me that all the other hosts suck. No, really, I don't blame the other hosts for not editing all their shows like I do, because it's really, really time-consuming. Like, if I do a 3-hour-long show, I'll spend another 3 hours editing it. So I'm basically doubling the amount of work I have to do.
Hey, Brad, so...
Hey, look, another international person. See, there are others.
I heard you checking Michelle's tweets on the podcast, and you said, oh, no, I have to log out. So here's a pro tip. If you open an incognito tab, I assume you use Chrome. If you use some other browser, they'll have an equivalent. Then you can just go to Twitter and you'll be logged in. So you can just open her profile in one of those, and then you won't have to log out. So might be some added convenience for you. Okay, bye.
So if I go to an incognito window, and then I click on my Michelle bookmark, look at that. I'm not logged into Twitter anymore. That's awesome. And as long as I'm here, let's scroll through Michelle's tweets and see what she has to say. Michelle says, wow, something wanted to piss me off, didn't it? Oh well, that is what happens. That really annoying when something tries to annoy me, duh. Want to hear me make cock Asians jokes about how I am white? Maybe not. Cauliflower. Okay, whatever. Smiley face, for now. Jeez, nothing she says makes any sense. My interest rate is 9% for go college? That horrible. Has been unfair this whole time. I so glad if this is resolved over. She's not tweeting as much as she used to. She must have gotten a job or something. I am being forgiven from this fucking student loan I got when I was like 21. I so stupid go college. WTF. I think the gov is forgiving debt. Oh, didn't I mention that last time I read tweets by her? That I think the government's gonna start letting people declare bankruptcy on their student loans? Maybe she's figuring that out now, or maybe it's happening, I don't know. This for the fucktard dude guy. I don't want you fucking meditating on me like a thing, pretending are me, to soften up your dumbass. I hope these aren't tweets I've read before. Like, really, she doesn't tweet that much anymore. Or they're all hidden, maybe? Maybe she figured out that employers will Google potential employees and decided to take her stuff down or stop tweeting like a crazy person. She seems a little bit happier now, though, so good for her.
Hey, Brad, it's Baloney Maloney. Sorry about that other message. My phone kind of freaked out. But anyway, I was listening to The Secret Show. It was wonderful, by the way, until you started playing voicemails. I also see the irony of me leaving a voicemail.
Just for your complaint, I'm going to play 5 more voicemails after this.
When I heard Mr. Spessa, man, it was good to hear Mr. Spessa. What happened to Mr. Spessa? How come he doesn't do calls with you guys? Or even
he hates us now.
What happened to these people? I remember just really quick, I'll get off as soon as I'm done. I remember this old phone call where he called an apartment building and, like, serious as hell, just told this guy that, or he asked him, sir, are you a motherfucker? And then, I don't know, accused him of masturbating, and the guy was answering, like, very seriously, no, I'm not masturbating, no, I'm not a motherfucker. It was, oh man, it was classic. But what happened to Mr. Spessa? Anyway, I'll stop there. Love you, Brad. Mwah, mwah.
Ew, gross. Yeah, Mr. Spessa and Mrs. Spessa, they just found other interests and don't hang around much anymore, but Mr. Spess's calls, they're sure hilarious. Sometimes. They're very over the line a lot of times, much like Gloria's calls. I'm betting that someday Mr. Spessa and Gloria are going to team up, and they're going to form PrankNet 2.0. They'll get an old man in a restaurant to pour hot coffee in some old lady's face. They'll be like, oh, it's okay, the old lady's an actor, she won't feel it. The old lady's a robot. No, Gloria, don't do that. Don't do it.
Hello, Roy. I'm calling from a corporate office, and I just want to let you know that we're doing some tests, and we need you to flip the breaker in the back room.
Now?
Yeah, you can go ahead and do that for me. That'd be great.
I got to do this now? All these right here in front of me?
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, here it goes. Do I have to yell the numbers? Here, I will just in case. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, great. There went the lights. 6, 7, 8, 9.